Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, you heard it right there. Morning After Show sponsored by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center. We get moving. We take your calls all day on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Kenny Pickett, he had it going. Steelers win 24-17 last night. Did they beat a great team? No. Are they a great team? No. But they got things done, and they did what they needed to do. Pickett.
I think it's just chemistry playing together, and you know we're all believing in what we're doing, and we're showing up every day to work, and every guy in that locker room wants to win, and we're doing everything it takes to go out there and win, and we're leaving it out there. I think that's if you have that, you know, you got a shot. So that's a good starting point. And there's a lot of things to clean up, but you know, if we continue to build on the positives and clean up the negatives, I think we'll continue to trend in this direction.
Big play in this game. Here we are.
Now they're going, as Kurt said, for two. From the two. Pickett gets the shotgun snap. A block from his center. Flush from the pocket. Running to the numbers. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. Caught in the corner on a knee by George Pickens for two. And the lead is 7 for the Steelers.
Ended up being big. Push it from 22 to 24, 17. That was your final. We talk about it. 412-928-9370. You can call or text. When you text, use that Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. I thought Kenny Pickett was pretty good. I thought Kenny Pickett now has, I don't want to say turned the corner, because I've said this all along. The only true way to go ahead and view and to give a grade to Kenny Pickett will be to look at the clump of 12 games that he plays and then come out the other side of it when the season is over and say, okay, how did he do? What is he for our franchise? But I think people, me included, everybody, people who do sports talk radio shows, are derelict of duty if they don't microanalyze and look at it after each game, after every two games, after each quarter, after every three games, whatever. And to analyze what he did last night, for me, he at least gets a solid B. This is a guy that went 20 of 28 for 174, no touchdowns but no interceptions. And over the past 3 weeks, Kenny Pickett is 63 for 100 for 638, a touchdown and no interceptions, and he's rushed the football for 97 yards and a touchdown. This is a man who, in the past 3 weeks, I don't want to make him out, and I won't make him out to be Tom Brady, but it has turned even a small corner, and he's gotten a lot better.
I'm with you, and I've been critical of him, but you're right. We've decided to try and reserve our judgment. It's like you get homework assignments and pop quizzes and midterms and all that leading up to one big final grade at the end of the year. And if we're building up to that one big final grade at the end of the year, this felt like, especially that drive that, you know, was punctuated by the Snell touchdown run and that two-point conversion throw to Pickens in the corner of the end zone, which was the first moment this year where I've gone, ooh, wow, that was a first-round quarterback. At least in my opinion, that's the first time this year I've gone, that guy might be worth that pick. All of that is, that's acing a midterm for me by Kenny Pickett last night, especially in that fourth quarter, that final drive and that throw to Pickens. I give him a solid A, despite some early misses and a couple of key drops early on. He came back to guys. He continued to get after it. A rough third quarter where they barely had the ball at all, and it felt like the defense was going to let the Colts back into the game after the big kick return. He helped steady it in the fourth quarter and helped close it out with the two-point conversion throw.
Yeah, this is the best I've felt about the Steelers all year long because the quarterback now for three straight games hasn't turned the ball over. After one, I was encouraged. After two, okay, here we go, even though the second half against Cincinnati was not good. But then he doesn't turn the ball over yesterday. And if you want to talk about managing a game perfectly, I thought he did it. He was let down by a couple of George Pickens drops in the third quarter that I think the Steelers could have possessed the ball a little bit longer there. I don't put those on Kenny. Were they the best throws? No. Did it put Pickens in an awkward position? Sure, but he's got to make those plays. Kenny Pickett also, like you said, Chris, that two-point conversion, he's on the run, he's off platform. He doesn't have the strongest arm. It was a laser beam. It was accurate. He made something out of nothing when the offensive line sort of let him down there.
Yes, and that to me is that needs to be pointed out. A lot of people will focus on the two-point conversion, and they should. It was absolutely not a run-pass option. Dan Moore Jr., as he did all night, got blown up. Couldn't put in a blender, didn't know what the heck he was doing. Kenny Pickett, for times, in different times, I think, during his professional career, has abandoned the pocket too quickly. This time, I think that his mental clock worked exactly right, or at least his vision just did, because he saw people right in it, and he got the hell out of there, elongated the play, drifted along in the line of sight with his receiver, and made a great connection with a receiver that a lot of people think he's going to make a great connection with for time to come, and made a really good play, elongating a play, and going parallel to the scrimmage line. It wasn't an RPO. It wasn't supposed to work out like that. It was improvisation, and that's exactly why Kenny Pickett was drafted.
And how many times did we see him make that? I feel like that exact kind of play at Pitt, especially in his final year. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you saw in his final year at Pitt that you went, okay, this is why the guy's climbing the draft boards, right? Because he's got that ability, like you said, Crowley, off platform, right? Things get blown up. He still makes a play. He still puts it in the one spot where his receiver can get it. And I'd agree. This is the best I've felt about him all year specifically. And really, despite Najee Harris not being available, the best I've felt about the offense all year, because Snell and McFarland didn't seem to skip a beat.
And if Matthew Wright doesn't miss two field goals in the Saints game, you put up 26 points there. You put up 30 against Cincinnati. Now you put up 24 against a good Colts defense. Bad team, good defense. And I don't know that I want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. This was a very Roethlisberger rookie year type performance from Kenny Pickett. He did not screw the game up. He made plays in crucial moments, and he used his legs in addition to his arm. I'm not saying there was anything over-the-top spectacular. It did have that nice ball back shoulder to George Pickens, the 35-yarder. But Kenny Pickett did what you would expect from a guy who was a first-round quarterback. And I'm hoping now that these 3 weeks, without turning it over, maybe this can be his floor. And you can build off of these now.
Well, here's the other thing. What if it's his ceiling? And we're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I think maybe I've got this figured out. And I'm okay with this. And this could be like the Andy Dalton like the Andy Dalton Bengals. Or like, dare I say, like for a decade when Joe Gibbs, even more than that, coached the Washington Redskins. Maybe, just maybe, people in Pittsburgh are waiting for something that's never going to happen. And it might never happen, and they're wishing for something, and they need something that's never going to happen with Kenny Pickett, even though he was drafted in the first round. Maybe Kenny Pickett will never be the best player on this football team or on the offense. Perhaps Kenny Pickett is just a player, and a good one, and that is the design of all of this. He's a caretaker, he's a guy that's going to be a game manager, and he's a guy that's going to play that role. And where I do, and go ahead and draw that parallel to Joe Gibbs or draw that parallel to Andy Dalton, is maybe, just maybe, now the onus is on building around him, building an offensive line, getting more receivers, beefing up that defense. And we saw for so long the best player on that offense that we thought, there were times it was Antonio Brown, of course, but the best player on that offense for a certain time was the quarterback. Maybe the new advent and the new thrust of this Steelers team and the way that it's going to push into the future is the best player might not be the quarterback.
Yeah.
It just might be, he might be one of the best players, or he's a guy asked to not kind of screw it up. I get it and I understand it that that's not what you generally get out of a first round pick. But that being said, we were spoiled for so long. Spoiled's the wrong word. It just is the word that came out. By a guy that we looked at and go, put this game on your shoulders and go win it. maybe we're looking for something that's fleeting and will never get back, is a guy that puts the game on his shoulders all the time. And Kenny Pickett is just a part of what they're trying to build as a full team.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point in that what we saw last night, you still probably shouldn't expect that on a week-to-week basis, right? Like, that's, if it happens on a week-to-week basis, that's wonderful. But as long as he's protecting the football, and it's a big Mike Tomlin thing this year, protecting the football, not giving it to the other guys. And if he does that, what, once every three or four games, has a moment like the throw to Pickens in the corner of the end zone, then you go, okay, that's all I need. If, like you said, you're going to actually put a decent offensive line in front of him, you're going to build up the targets around him, you're going to beef up the other side of the ball so that it's not just three guys trying to make plays all the time. That's what I think their goal and their end game is. And if Kenny Pickett ends up being that at the 20th overall pick and they properly build around him, I'm okay with that.
And I think that's what they're trying to do in Miami with Tua, and it looks like they have done it. Tua was not great early in his career, and he's still early in his career, but now he's been great, and the offensive line's been beefed up, and you've got maybe the fastest skill position players in the league, but it absolutely puts the onus on team building here.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger made up for a ton of personnel mistakes, and that's what you need out of a franchise quarterback to, I think, be an eraser when you do make mistakes on a given Sunday or whenever you do have holes in your roster. If Kenny Pickett, if this is what he's going to be, as a good player, not your best player, you have got to be almost perfect in your team building then.
It feels very Eli-ish to me. Like, they always had more often than not, had a really solid roster built around Eli Manning in New York. Think about his early days. Strahan was still there. The defense was very good. And then they always had weapons around him as well. It feels like that to me. Maybe that's misplaced a bit, but that's the first thing that popped in my head, is there was always a team built around him. And yeah, he'd make mistakes and you'd shake your head occasionally, but they didn't ask him to go out and win it for them every single week.
Yeah, the only change, though, is right now it feels like the league is built on the quarterback putting the team on his shoulders.
Right.
And so we'll see how it all plays out.
Well, the other thing, apart from team building, is scheme-wise, you got to make sure there's a fit there. You've got to have a dynamic offensive play caller that can get the most out of a limited body at quarterback. Kenny Pickett's not one of these super skilled guys. It's not just about surrounding him with talent on the field. You also have to put him in a position to succeed in the film room and then schematically.
Yeah, oh, I agree with that.
Well, he's got his own cubicle now, Crowley. Come on.
Yeah, but what is that? Like, I don't find that to be odd.
I don't either. I think it's funny that it was a big deal.
I still don't find it to be confirmed either. And it's more so, what I've been told, is a workspace that's not unlike most quarterbacks have.
Like Jim Colony's old cubicle.
Right. It's just very strange that it's been made such a big deal. I just look at Kenny Pickett last night, and I do, and it's a three-game stretch in which I'm really, really excited about. And I think that it's a three-game stretch and what he's just done over this, where you look at it and you have to say, wow, he has played the best he's played all season. I still can't come down on a huge verdict until after the season is done and it looks at the 12-game clump, because he could go in the tank or he could be great again. But I have firmly decided, at least for me, that Kenny Pickett, I don't think we'll ever look at and say he's on like that Mount Rushmore quarterbacks, or Kenny Pickett will be that guy that's right among the game's elite. And I'm okay with building a team like that. He will be somebody that's just a part of the whole.
Yeah.
It's never going to be where he is the big time, this is why this team is going to go out and win or lose a bunch of games. He's a do your job kind of guy.
I keep searching for comps. I don't know why. He's his own guy, but like Derek Carr-ish, maybe in a way, in that you've got to have the right weapons around him. And occasionally you're going to have a year where you go 8-9, and you know, it might not be, because let's be honest, this defense is going to age as well, right? And like you said, Crowley, I think it's an important point. You're going to have to really hit all the marks in building the team around him to ensure that you remain that perennial Super Bowl contender or a perennial playoff team, as you were with Roethlisberger at quarterback. You could just count on Ben to just show up and be that guy, like you said, Colin. Well, now, if you can't count on Kenny to do that every single week, but you still know it's in there and you're going to see it in flashes like we saw in the fourth quarter last night, then you've got to hit all the marks in building around him, and everyone around him has to make every play, and guys can't drop balls, and guys can't miss blocks or misreads around him.
I think 20 of 28 for 174, and you can up that yardage total some, but if you're waiting on Josh Allen numbers, they're not coming. They're just not. This is a great performance from Kenny Pickett, at least in the now, in what he is. This is as close to being super as you're going to get from him.
6 of 7. It's only for 41 yards in the fourth quarter, but that drive that he put together there, that final drive, and again, punctuating it with the throw to Pickens on the two-pointer, 6 of 7 for 41 yards in the clutch. I'll take that every time.
How about Matt Canada waiting until the fourth quarter to get his Gunnar Olszewski handoff in? And it went for 9 yards after the personal foul, which was actually a pretty big play.
Well, the Steelers are predictable, according to Jermaine Pratt.
Yes.
This is Matt Canada's idea of not being predictable. Instead of on the first series, we'll do it at the end of the game.
They were predictable, according to one of the Colts' inside linebackers. You could hear on the broadcast
you
in the third quarter yelling out, "It's the same play!"
Yeah, I question that, too, is if he was just pointing out it was the same play as the other
one. As the previous,
one.
Yeah.
Right, and where people will make a big deal of that. I thought Matt Canada was not good early. Honestly, especially after a quick change when they should have tried to hit a home run ball to George Pickens, who you just – what has become absolutely crystal clear is it's okay to just throw it in the vicinity of George Pickens and allow him to try to make a play. But I thought Matt Canada was very complacent, especially early. But a win is a win is a win, even though it was against a not very good team who didn't know what the hell they were doing at the end of the football game. Take it or flush it, coming up in just a couple minutes. Time right now, 6:16, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Hit us on Twitter. We're there, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Again, take it or flush it, coming up in just a little bit. And what can the Steelers get to now that they're 4-7? We do some talking and we do some looking ahead of this schedule that's right in front of us. But right now, Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing there for you. Maybe you woke up this morning and you're jubilant, you're happy, you're excited about that football team, but there's water all over your floor because you got some kind of leak. Oh, that's no good. Clogged toilet, no hot water, that leak. Oof. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing will take care of you. They accept all forms of credit cards and financings available to those who qualify. Call them today or book that appointment online, armstrongcomfort.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.